Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-915-8941.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Kristen Agopian Show. Shout outs from everybody here in Studio B as we connect with our syndicated stations coast to coast via the BizTalk Radio Network. Greetings to you all, especially Linda T. listening in from Portland, Oregon. The five-woman frugal crew in Orlando, keep those great Facebook notes coming, guys. And Mitchell Meeks and Kathy Tarver, super fans listening in from the SuperTalk Mississippi Network. This week's show is brought to you by our caring sponsors at Elite Rehab. We are doing this every week, guys. You know we are, because everybody out there knows a family that is fighting the effects of today's substance abuse epidemic. It is at every earning level. It is in every neighborhood. It is at every educational level, every city, every town. Maybe it's your family tree that's battling it, or a neighbor, or someone you care about. If someone you care about needs help, pick up the phone. You are the ones in control. And call the professionals at 800-932-4082. Number again, 800-932-4082. That number's on our website as well, guys. Find it there, brilliantfrugalliving.com. Help the ones you love. Put that chapter behind them, okay? 800-932-4082. All right, guys, sitting here. Coffee in hand. This is a really good one. And this was another one sent in by a listener. I love it. It actually has like ginger and cinnamon and turmeric mixed in. I am looking mighty sophisticated holding a big mug of this. Love that. I hope. And I'm raising my mug to all of you in salute. All right. How many of you, holy God, I'm so glad we're out of this polar vortex thing. Holy moly. I'm hearing from listeners in Minneapolis, made of far tougher stuff than I am, here in the Philadelphia area. At the worst of it, when I was at my whiniest, I think the wind chill got to like a negative 15. Oh, my lordy. And I'm hearing from our Midwest listeners. God bless when the wind chill was going. They sent pictures. They sent movies on the phone. They sent everything. Minus 60, I think. Oh, wind chills. Holy smokes. Is it springtime yet? No, it's not springtime yet, as I answer my own question. However, we are now past January. We are even past the Super Bowl. Lordy, don't get me started. But you know what that means, guys? We are now out of the thick of January, past the Super Bowl, past our hopefully one and only polar vortex, freaky, weird, low temperature phase in the winter. And we're coming up on Valentine's Day. All right. We're switching gears to a holiday based on mushy love, romance, and chocolate. So sign me up for that. All right. And again, I know I got notes about the Super Bowl from everybody out there. Let's all just let it lie and grab a little bit of Valentine's Day chocolate. And honestly, any day of the year that specifically steers men towards gifts of chocolate and flowers gets a rousing review in my book. Okay. My only gripe, Valentine's Day gifts are insanely overpriced. All right. Luckily, opportunities abound for Valentine's Day gift givers to look like romantic heroes without breaking the bank. Okay. In no particular order. Because, again, the best part is that a fantastic Valentine's Day, the romance and the flowers and the jewelry can all be had for a fraction of the price of retail if you know how to look. So today we're talking a little bit about a fun, not over the top, not killing your wallet, fun Valentine's Day. Enjoy yourselves, guys. And then a great little concept sent in to me by a listener. listener, you know how February is like the national month for this, that, and the other thing? Every month of the year, they have signed up for like dozens. It's the month for this. It's the month for that. February happens to be the official month, the national month of fasting, which caught my eye because I've actually been doing some of that trendy yet highly annoyingly effective intermittent fasting. And it's a concept that not only plays well beautifully towards your health and has unbelievable, well-proven health benefits, fasting in certain ways, just not blitzing through all of your resources, fasting on a spending level is also wildly healthy. And in my opinion, also guaranteed to extend your life that bit as well. So we're going to talk about that later in the hour. For now, we're talking Valentine's Day. All right, in no particular order. This is what, ladies, you're listening, guys, you're listening, you know, people who are looking for that special someone, looking to give a little something for Valentine's Day. Here is the insider info as to what both the men want and the women want. All right. Venus, Mars, we all love Valentine's Day. Here goes. Number one, the jewelry. We're talking watches. We're talking necklaces. We're talking beautiful rings. If gorgeous jewelry is on someone's wish list this Valentine's Day, go for it. I like having a small excuse to go out there and splurge a tiny bit on something, especially a Valentine's Day gift. They'll love it. They'll wear it. Every time they look at it, they realize they got it from you for Valentine's Day. Beautiful stuff. Simply steer clear of the regular jewelry stores and head to your multiple near you upscale consignment and thrift stores. Yes, 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 yes. The thrift stores near you where gorgeous cases of spectacular vintage jewelry. I'm talking again, diamonds, rubies, pearls, emeralds, watches, beautiful, gorgeous watches can be found at incredible prices. And one of my favorite discoveries while jewelry shopping in local thrift stores is that much of it, I dare say the vast majority of it, is vintage antique. Diamonds, pearls, cameos, bracelets, necklaces, just impossible to recreate and absolutely gorgeous. All right, so you get the point. Next up, the flowers, okay? Here's some insider info for the guys out there. Women love flowers. We adore them. Even the most frugal amongst us love not only the smell and the sight and the beautiful sound of them, but the brag-worthiness of flowers, the Facebookability of flowers. Click, look what my husband gave me. Look what my boyfriend gave me. Look what my beloved gave me. Blah, blah. You get the point. Give her something to Facebook brag about. And flowers are always brilliant, okay? But whatever you do, don't do a last-minute panic and go for flowers online. I am begging you. This is Chris begging you here. I know it's tempting. Hey, I can just click this button and flowers are guaranteed. All right, website after website will happily deliver 24 roses anywhere for you. So long as you I'm hearing people forking over like $150 for it, sometimes more, not including a tip. You've got to be kidding me. All right. That is not to get you off the hook for flowers, however. Do yourselves a favor, head to one of the best kept secrets in the flower world. No doubt near you, you have some kind of a produce junction or some sort of a warehouse type environment, or the warehouse stores, the BJ's, the Sam's Clubs, the Costco's. There are flowers there. And all of those places are renowned for their high quality produce, the fruits and the veggies at amazing prices. Not only that, but especially during Valentine's Day, we're talking gorgeous long stem roses, other beautiful flowers, often for, at these produce junctions near me, we go for easily under $15, which is just a no-brainer. And they're beautiful. I don't know how they get them for such a low price. My husband's gotten them for me a bunch of times. They are always gorgeous. They're impossible to kill. I throw them in a vase. They stay beautiful, healthy for easily a week. I adore them. All right? Here's the only catch. If you're buying this at your local warehouse club, by all means, you can buy them with anything. A lot of your local coast-to-coast produce junction type places, they accept only cash. So make sure you've got some cash handy when you're doing this, okay? Next up, the romance. Because whoever said romance requires big money never went shopping with me, okay? So hit your local. Here's a couple different places. We talked about the thrift stores. Now we're talking about your local secondhand bookstores. Okay. And actually, every time I go to the Goodwill, I find bookshelf after bookshelf of beautiful old books. And you'll find books of poetry, you'll find books of old biographies of, say, poets themselves, you know, Shakespeare and Keats, this kind of thing. You get the point. Pursue the shelves for an older copy of the classics, some names to throw out there, Lord Byron, Shakespeare, maybe some Keats. And if you really, really want to get wild and brave, try writing some poetry of your own into a card you create yourself. All right? Yeah, pick yourselves up off the floors, guys. I'm being totally serious about this. Because sure, a card from the store is always appreciated. Oh, how sweet. That's so nice. But the card, or dare I suggest, handwritten love letter you make yourself, will probably get sobbed over, shown off at work, framed, quite likely insured. We're talking about the makings of a huge, let me just put this right out for you, get out of trouble free card for future use, literally, that could come in mighty handy post-Valentine's Day, for whatever reason. You know, garbage day comes once a week. Valentine's Day is just once a year. You give her something like that on Valentine's Day, I can guarantee you, your get-out-of-trouble-free card, when you forget for the umpteenth time to take out the trash, I'm telling you, that is money in the bank. That is solid currency, all right? So we're talking jewelry. Hit your local Goodwill. Hit your local consignment stores, the upscale jobs. Have some fun. Go for the real pearls. Go for the real diamonds. Go for the real emeralds and rubies. They're gorgeous there. The flowers, hit your local warehouse club store, all right? And don't be afraid to come home. If one dozen roses are good, two dozen roses, even better. The math speaks for itself. And then the romance, guys. Be brave. Pick up one of those dollar store cards. Write something sappy in it. I guarantee you, the more sappy it is, the more likely you will get out of serious trouble with it in the future. I'm serious. Invest in yourself. Send one of these gorgeous, sappy, handwritten cards. You'll be glad that you did. Guys, hang out for a second. We're going to take a quick break, pay a couple of bills. More after this.
The following ad contains shocking material. Listener discretion is advised. Is someone in your family playing a dangerous game of Russian roulette? Over 43,000 people die a year from drug overdose. 120 people a day. 5 people every hour. 1 person every 12 minutes. 88,000 people die every year from alcohol abuse. Over 240 people a day. 10 an hour. 1 person every 6 minutes. Somebody you know may be next. Learn how to help someone you love get away from the drugs, alcohol, and bad influences. With the FMLA, people can take a leave of absence from their job and still keep it. Call now and learn how we can help you.
800-287-7891. 800-287-7891. That's 800-287-7891.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to wavewater411.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to wavewater411.com. That's wavewater411.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This message is sponsored by Ameriglide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call Ameriglide and learn how an easy-to-install stair lift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple two-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stair lift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-886-7342. 800-886-7342. 800-886-7342. That's 800-886-7342.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
BizTalk Radio. Send us your feedback by emailing info@biztalkradio.com. Or you can send us comments via the BizTalk Radio app.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, talking about a couple of different bits of subject matter today. Number one, thank God that January's in the rearview mirror. Polar vortexes and all that crapola can just, you know, kiss it, because I'm so in the mood for springtime now. I'm done. Stick a fork in me regarding wintertime. I am finito. Also, Super Bowl in the rearview mirror. I said I wouldn't bring it up, and there I went and did it again. But that's done as well, which means Valentine's Day is now on the radar. We talked before the break a couple of fabulous gift ideas. Rounding out that idea right here, I come to one of the most important aspects of Valentine's Day, the chocolate. All right, I know what you're thinking. These heart-shaped boxes of candy, they're so cliched and ridiculous. They are also quite delicious and fabulous. However, highly overpriced. All right, the prices are completely insane. I also take issue with those, air quotes, combination chocolate boxes where half the contents are magnificently compatible with your taste, but the rest are like these weird chocolate-covered nougats that always feel like they're going to pull out a filling. Not cool. Okay, for the chocolate gift givers out there, do yourself a favor. This is tried and true. This works. Hit your local dollar store where adorable empty candy boxes, brand new tins, await you. All right. This is also a good opportunity to prove the more is more mentality with the bigger tin. All right. Just go there. Just, yeah, I'm just saying it right there. Then you hit your local discount grocery where gorgeous gourmet chocolates are waiting for you to purchase in bulk, often for $3 or less per pound. These are brand names. Everything's beautiful. Best of all, you can customize the gift to the recipient's taste, all right? So if you love the chocolate-covered cherries, you go for a full pound or, you know, 5 pounds, whatever you feel is best. Truffles or vanilla creams or the coconut clusters, go for it, all right? Another hint from my experiences, if you're putting these boxes together yourself for friends or for loved ones, be sure to purchase at least one extra pound of goodies for quality testing. Let me put it that way. Yeah, that's it. All right, one more note about the Valentine's Day cards, because I got a couple of notes from listeners about this, because, again, they were not only on sale, I think, January 5th, but they are even more wildly overpriced this year than they have been in years past. I don't care if the cards sing a song to you. I don't care if they have a hand reach out and scratch your back, okay? I don't care how impressive they are. Do something handwritten on a piece, on a beautiful card that you pick yourself, just something easy, inexpensive, because I tell you what, the people receiving these Valentines, they don't care how much you spend for it. They care the words that you put in it. And the more you write things down yourself, the more you're going to save and the more they're going to love it. All right? Be creative. Be daring. Be a dork. Valentine's Day only comes once a year. Okay? Just frugal on. Make it happen and share with me anything you feel like you're brave enough to share with your fabulous frugality with regards to Valentine's Day. You know I totally dig this stuff. I live for this stuff. Send me your great ideas. BrilliantFrugalLiving.com. From there, you can email me. You can text me. Any of this stuff. Make it happen. All right. Now, this really caught my eye. Switching gears here. I mentioned this in the first segment. February is the national month for fill in the blank with about 500 different things. They get crazy with this. But the one thing that really caught my eye is that it is officially the national fasting month. All right. And it's saying here, fasting February reminds us that our metabolic health, which is just a fancy schmancy word for our general health, underlies many of the diseases that we associate with aging. We're talking diabetes to cancer to Alzheimer's, and regularly fasting like I have been doing. Holy smokes, the response that I've been getting, guys, the reaction, the results I'm getting from it. I had to bring this up because when you're fasting, you're switching from burning sugars to burning stored fats, of which I have many. Okay. And it reduces your risk of metabolic disorders, another fancy schmancy word for, you know, illness, aging, such as diabetes, other diseases of aging. Okay. February is the month for transforming, like, you know, keeping the health resolutions with the healthy habits and the lifestyles. You can do it. And it's been named this Fasting Awareness Month, okay, to talk about how fasting can hugely improve preventable risk factors of so many things, cardiovascular diseases, obesity, a sedentary lifestyle can help counteract that, diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, you name any of the big, you know, warning signs out there these days. And fasting, intermittent fasting, we're not talking about starving for weeks on end, because you know I couldn't handle that. I'm doing this intermittent fasting where you only eat a couple of different hours of the day, all right? Or you even, you keep it down to, say, a couple of hours within one day's time. So you give your body a big chance to switch back into a fat-burning mode. It sounds kind of whatever, hinky-dinky. It's not. It works. And diet heavily influences many of the biggest risk factor and many of the biggest risk factors out there. And there's this now ever-growing consensus among healthcare professionals that a healthy diet depends not just on what we eat, and you know I'm going low carb, that's just me, it works beautifully, but also when we eat. And I'm telling you guys, if you are anything like me, where you have yo-yo dieted, you know, we go up, we go down, we go up a little bit more, we come down a little bit, we go up a whole bunch more, we come down a little bit, and the scale keeps inching upward, I'm telling you, where very few things have worked in the past, This intermittent fasting is working tremendously. And considering it's the National Fasting Month for February, I wanted to go down a couple little things here, because not only, you know, what I want to evolve this conversation to is that not only an eating fast, which is proven to extend your life, but you kind of extrapolate that out. I don't feel like I'm getting too dorky here. A spending fast, which I'm here to tell you, also firsthand knowledge, might just extend your life as well. Your body and your food and your money and your energy, these are all finite resources. They don't go on forever. They have to be protected and they have to be, you know, they have to be used wisely. And if you find that an intermittent spending fast amazingly, just shockingly, has remarkable impact on your bank account, and far more importantly, on your just your mental health. You're feeling a little more relaxed, a little less stressed. That's what I want. Your hard work should not be translating, should not be resulting in more hard work plus stress plus freaking out over finances. No, your hard work is supposed to translate into money in the bank. Bills, rather, air quotes, effortlessly paid. You simply have the money. You know it's there. Your hard work should translate into an ease of living. Your hard work should not translate into needing to work even harder to barely keep your nose above water. That is unsustainable. When you're blitzing through your money like that, it doesn't work. You're tiring down your system. Just like when you're eating all the time, like I do, you know, when the mood hits, you're wearing down your system. And all of the, you know, all of the side effects of your health, when you take advantage of your system, when you're constantly, you know, shoving the food like I've done a million times over, it takes a toll on your system. And when you're constantly blitzing through the resource that is your hard-earned money, it takes a toll on your system as well. And what I want for you guys, and we'll talk about this fasting more in the next segment, is talking about using your resources in a way that benefits your mental and physical health, that benefits your lifestyle, that benefits your future. That's the kind of thing I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? If you guys have had any kind of success with this whole fasting thing. I want to hear from you as well. And the time is flying. Guys, hang tight. We're going to take a quick break, pay a couple more bills. Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate coming up after this. This last segment brought to you by our sponsors at Elite Rehab. Because if you or someone you care about is fighting today's substance abuse epidemic, and that's what it is, give them a call. 800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. The number is also at brilliantfrugalliving.com, gang. More after this.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV. On your time.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at officedepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour, so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. And now save big at the buy two, get one free event. That's buy two, get one free at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 9th, 2019.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
The economy is booming. So how do you take advantage of the bullish market? Keep listening to Biz Talk Radio.
Online at biztalkradio.com.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, half past the hour. You know what that means. Time for another fabulously informative segment of Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate with the fine gentleman to my right here in studio, Dad, talking about to FSBO or not to FSBO and ways to maximize the January real estate market. And there is a vibrant January real estate market out there to work to your best benefit, whether you're buying, selling, renting, or flipping. We got the goods here. Welcome,
absolutely,
sir.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for that sparkling introduction there. And by the way, folks, if you're looking for some general real estate advice, any topic, you're thinking about buying, thinking about selling, you can go to our information real estate website. And Chrissy, give them the address,
you
please.
You got it, guys. Go there anytime. DadAndDaughterTalkRealEstate.com. It literally really does have the goods, whether you're thinking of buying or selling or renting or flipping or just educating yourself as to the latest up-to-the-minute trends. It's got the goods.
That's right. For example, folks, I can give you a computer-generated value estimate any place in the country. I can also get you a copy of our updated buyer's guide. Shows you how to get the house for the least amount of money. Updated seller's guide, how to sell to get that house sold for the highest amount of money. Anything else that you want to talk about, you could type in a message at the bottom and say, hey, John, give me a call about thus and such. But in addition to the general information that you're going to get on our real estate website, dadanddaughtertalkrealestate.com, I can give you some specific help in finding a good agent, and I'd be glad to do some interviewing for you.
Stop.
And find the right kind of an agent for you to use in making that big financial decision. Now, real estate markets are fairly hot in most parts of the country, Chrissy.
I believe that.
So when that happens, one of the things that always comes out of the woodwork is say, well, Mr. Realtor, why do I need you?
Exactly.
The market is hot. I can just put a sign in the yard and maybe an ad in the paper, hold an open house or two, and get my house sold, and I will save all that commission.
It sounds good on paper, doesn't it?
Boy, doesn't that sound good?
Let's
just say that you've got a house that's worth $400,000.
Okay.
And the normal commission, I can't say normal or accepted or anything like that commission level because that's against the antitrust laws. But in most parts of the country, you're going to find that most real estate transactions carry a commission of 6%.
That's what I've always
heard. They get down as low as 5%, sometimes lower with discount brokers.
Okay, that's...
Well, let's just say for the purposes of example, the commission level in your town is 6% on the deal that you've been offered by a local realtor, and your house is worth $400,000.
That's 24 grand right there.
That's 24 grand, and $24,000 is a lot of money, especially if it's mine.
especially if it's mine.
So, when you hire that expensive agent, is it really worth it?
Yeah.
Is it really worth it? Well, the National Association of Realtors does this study every year, and they compare the prices of thousands and thousands of homes that were sold with the benefit of realtors on both ends.
Okay.
And they compare that with the price of homes sold without benefits of realtors on both ends. And it always comes out the same. Houses that are sold with realtors on both ends sell for about 6% more.
Well, there you go.
Than those sold for sale by owner.
But it's not just about that 6%, which you have just shown via sophisticated studies just took care of itself. But it's also the matter of they're the ones taking hundreds of perfect pictures of your home. They're the ones that are marketing it to everyone. And they're the ones that will sit down and deal with any of the shyksters and the high maintenance possible buyers and do all the negotiating on your behalf. Who's got the time for that or the inclination or the temperament? I do not.
Mm-hmm.
So just knowing that there's a realtor in your corner who will not only get you the same price or better than what you do by a FSBO, but also handle all the heavy lifting, that's a no-brainer for me. Who still does FSBOs?
Yeah. It's a freebie.
Yeah.
It's a freebie because you're going to make more money out of the sale of your house.
Heck yeah.
So don't do that, folks. People thought with the dawn of the internet that the age of the realtor was going to be like the age of the dodo bird.
Not quite.
I think the percentage of houses that were sold for sale by owner got as high as 19% about 20 or 25 years ago.
Really?
Yep. Now it's down to about 7%.
Well, and you know what? There's just not a good connotation. The people who are going to come and knock on your door and answer your ad if you're doing a FSBO, it's not people that are going to make it easy for you.
Yeah, and do you want to have people you don't know coming into your house?
That's true, too.
And also, it is not infrequent that home sellers get sued for non-disclosure by the buyers. Like, for example, you didn't tell me about that water that comes in the side of the basement every other spring.
Right, right. And I didn't think about that.
And we realtors do have what's called errors and omissions insurance.
Okay.
It's kind of like malpractice insurance for realtors.
Right.
So if you do get sued, we'll be there in court with you helping to represent
you. Excellent. There you go.
And that is not an insignificant advantage in some senses, in some senses of the word.
I agree.
So if you do try to go for sale by owner, you run a very, very big chance of not getting the amount of money that you should. And some people come back and say, well, John, I'm going to sell the house to my cousin. And we know each other. We love each other. What could possibly go wrong there? We'll agree on a price, and then we'll go ahead and consummate the deal.
Yes.
Well, that sounds great. I've run across a couple of those deals, and one that I found about 5 or 6 years ago was a house in my neighborhood, and it was a brother selling a house to a brother.
Okay.
And unfortunately, they agreed on a price that was about $150,000 higher than the market was going to support at that point in time.
That high?
I don't know what in the world their rationale was or who they talked to or how they established the value.
That's bad.
But I do know lots of bad blood because the buyer brother now thinks he really got stuck by the seller brother.
Yep.
That's just another bad thing that can happen.
Oh, man. So, I mean, you want to say to the buyer, could you do a smidge of homework, please, before you plop down that kind of cash? But still, yeah, pros and cons. That's no good.
Mm-hmm. Realtors, folks, worth their weight.
Worth their weight in gold.
Always recommending that you interview at least two, preferably three or four. And if you're in Pennsylvania and Delaware, please interview me.
Definitely.
But you don't want to try that for sale by owner thing on your own, in my opinion.
Nope.
Because the risks just do not match up with the possible rewards, and you're probably going to make more money if you sell with a realtor than
more
if
money.
You try to sell on your own.
More money,
less work.
Faster sale, in my opinion.
Faster sale, no-brainer.
No reason not to. So definitely. And if you are currently a FSBO, let this be, maybe a tickle in your head to maybe start thinking about interviewing those two or three.
Yes,
I think
indeed.
They do you a lot of good.
Okay.
Very good.
All righty. Let's move on to the next topic, kiddo. And here's a question that I get asked a lot.
Okay.
It's January now and say, John, should I be putting my house on the market in the spring?
They think things will be greener. It'll be a little prettier. You'll hear birds chirping as opposed to the colder weather we have right now. I can understand why they would initially think that.
Oh, yeah.
And
by the way, all that is true.
Yeah.
All that is true. You're going to sell more houses in May, June, and July than you will in October, November, December.
Okay.
But the real estate market never, ever completely stops.
No.
And when I answer that question to people, say, when should I put my house on the market, John? I always say, right now.
Yeah.
Because you never know when that perfect buyer is going to show up for your house.
Exactly right.
Yep. Had an example of this just a year ago. A couple came to me in late October, I think it was. Previous realtor hadn't been able to sell their house, so I got in touch with them. And they said, well, the last realtor said we should take it off the market and put it back on the market in the spring.
Okay.
And so, what do you think of that? And I said, not much. because you never know when the perfect buyer for your house is going to show up. So we put it on the market, what we thought was a fair price. And inside of either 2 or 3 weeks, we had an agreement of sale.
That's fantastic.
We had an agreement of sale for a price that we thought was fair. So you never know when that perfect buyer is going to show up. But the biggest reason that I would say it's a good idea to put a house on the market in January is because the number of houses that are on the market in May and June, there are a lot more houses on the market in May or June
That's
than
right.
are on the market in January. So more competition generally means what? A higher price, Chrissy, or a lower price?
More competition usually brings the prices. Well, more competition for looking for homes will drive the price up, but more competition where you've got more houses on the market, that'll probably bring prices down a little
bit. That's right. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what happens. Generally, you're going to see about a 20% increase in the number of homes on the market in January as opposed to May, June, and July.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
That makes total sense. So, yeah, long story short, if you're thinking of buying or selling, chances are excellent there's a seller and a buyer out there to match you. So make it happen whatever month of the year you're in.
Yeah. It's going to make some difference in the price that you get if you put your house on the market in January as opposed to May or June.
Okay.
because you got less competition. I'm not saying it's going to be, you know, tens of thousands of dollars, but there's no reason to hold off and put yourself up against all that increased competition in May, June, and July. January is going to do just as well.
Exactly.
Made a study in our area a couple of years ago. I wanted to, because I get this answer, I get this question a lot. John, should I wait and put my house on the market? So I checked, and on average, 12% of the houses listed for sale sold on average every month.
Okay.
Now, that went up to like 15% in April, May, June, July.
So
went down as low as 10% in like October, November, December.
So it ticks up and ticks
down.
But
it never stops.
No.
It never stops.
It's a pretty steady line.
Okay? It's a pretty steady line. So the point is, buyers who are coming out in October, November, December, very serious buyers. You can be sure if somebody comes and wants to look at your house in October, November, December, they are serious buyers,
folks. That's the next thing.
And that's why getting it on the market now in January is preferable, I believe, to waiting for May and June.
I love it. Mm-hmm. Good stuff. All right.
So two things there. Number one, don't try to sell your house on your own.
No.
You're going to wind up with less money. You may wind up getting sued, and you're going to wind up with a whale of a lot more work and a whale of a lot more frustration and having to deal with a lot of people that you're not trained to deal with.
Exactly right.
Yeah. Unless you're an attorney, or maybe you're a realtor.
I don't know.
Then you can represent yourself. But most people don't fit that category. Make sure that you don't try to put your house on the market and sell it yourself.
So true. Excellent questions answered today, sir. Real estate is in the forefront of just about every red-blooded American's mind, even in the month of January. And if you're one of them, get on that website, find out all you need to find out, and put the steps in motion. Don't have time to fly.
Great advice, kiddo.
Flies.
Thanks. Okay.
Absolutely flies, guys. Hang on for a minute. We'll be right back right after this.
Cheap and small.
The following ad contains shocking material. Listener discretion is advised. Is someone in your family playing a dangerous game of Russian roulette? Over 43,000 people die a year from drug overdose. 120 people a day. 5 people every hour. 1 person every 12 minutes. 88,000 people die every year from alcohol abuse. Over 240 people a day. 10 an hour. 1 person every 6 minutes. Somebody you know may be next. Learn how to help someone you love get away from the drugs, alcohol, and bad influences. With the FMLA, people can take a leave of absence from their job and still keep it. Call now and learn how we can help you.
800-287-7891. 800-287-7891. That's 800-287-7891.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 5th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield. Another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-915-8941.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If you are an entrepreneur, small business owner, want to bepreneur, or just looking to manage your assets, you found the right place. Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show. Switching gears just a bit, as I mentioned in a segment or two ago, just before Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate, talking about the pretty cool genius of this intermittent fasting. It's kind of, it sounds like some hinky new, eating plan, whatever. It's really not. It's actually kind of in antiquity. It's been around for a while. I've been using it a bit. It's been working phenomenally for me, where very few other diets will. But I love the parallels between this fasting in eating and the huge benefit it's having on my health, on all the numbers, on the scale, on other numbers as well. And the parallels between fasting and eating and fasting with your spending. I'm going to go through a couple little stats here that you may or may not know about. But, stick with me because, in this day and age where I'm pretty jaded on so many different things, this whole intermittent fasting thing is pretty fascinating. Not only for how it saves people's lives and health and puts people back on the health, train when very few things do these days. And again, for the parallels when it comes to fasting with your spending, intermittent fasting, whether it's food or money, let's face it, doesn't require any change in the content of your diet for food fasting, but simply a change in the timing of your food and any kind of sweetened beverage intake. Just don't do the sodas. My God, I do a couple of diet sodas once or twice a week. Some people drink some crazy amounts of sodas out there. Just throttle back on that alone. You're going to be helping yourself. Here's the cool thing. Refraining from consuming any calories for just 10 to 12 or more, if you can, hours on a regular basis can hugely increase levels of brain-fueling ketones. It's just what happens when you don't have a lot of sugar in your system, a lot of starch or sugar. You're mainly sticking to, really healthy meats and chicken and fish and some great salads, that kind of thing, some fruit. I love this. It improves the indicators of heart health. Who doesn't want that? Lowers your blood pressure. Hello, pick me. Reduces triglyceride and cholesterol levels. Promotes weight loss. That is happening big time with me, you guys. And again, over the last few decades that I've been on this earth, I have just shredded my metabolism. Not in a good way. Not good shredding. I have just completely totaled my metabolism through the up and down dieting, through various plans, whatever. I am in great health, but my metabolism is shot. Why? Because I spend the vast majority of my days willingly, knowingly, voluntarily in front of a microphone, just sitting down or, you know, maybe standing in one of our studios, sitting in most of our studios, working in front of a microphone all day, whether it's for the morning show or it's for our show right here or for voiceover work. I am sitting on my brains for the better part of the day. My metabolism is shot because of that, as well as my really, again, voluntary, you know, lack of exercise, which I got to get back into. However, the intermittent fasting has done amazing things. Okay. And next thing is reduces inflammation, improves sensitivity to insulin, which I hear a lot of people who are pre-diabetic could, you know, hugely benefit from. Here's one of the best things. Not only if this was a drug that I was just, you know, explaining to you that reduces, reduces inflammation, improves sensitivity to insulin, you know, highly hikes up your brain fueling ketones, absolutely proven to improve your indicators of heart health, lowers your blood pressure, reduces triglyceride and cholesterol levels, and promotes weight loss. If there was a drug on the market that did all of those things, they would be peddling it for about $500 a pill. Tell me I'm wrong. I'm not wrong. It's exactly what they would be doing. You get the opportunity to not only get all of those benefits for free, literally, but you're going to be losing huge amounts of weight and saving tons of money at the same time. Intermittent fasting, it is fabulous. It is fascinating. It's effective and it's free. Not to mention, it's super easy to do. Guys, if I can do it, let me be the litmus test. If Chris can do it, if I can do it, trust me, you guys can do it too. So I want you to think about this. And while I blitz through some of the other benefits, proven 100% benefits to this, I again want you to think about the parallels, not only of throttling back on eating with this intermittent fasting and all the huge, overwhelming benefits it has for the body. I want you to think about this spending fasting, a fast in your spending, and how it too could hugely improve your life, improve your numbers, I might be so bold as to say, with regards to stress and everything else. Okay, here's the science-backed ways to practice this very easy fasting for metabolic health. Here's what you do. You can do it a couple of different ways. Number one, this is pretty popular, time-restricted eating. Okay, you're fasting anywhere between 10 to 16 hours a day. Now think about this, guys. You're sleeping for a good number of those hours. Okay, try that every other day. Try it every day. Maybe try it 5 days a week. And again, you can eat anything you want those other hours of the day. You're not saying, I mean, they're not even saying you have to eat only a couple of hours a day and you can only eat from this small list of foods. They're basically saying that if you're intermittent fasting and you are restricting your eating to say maybe anywhere between 4 and 6 hours a day, say between noon and 6 p.m. I mean, let's face it, guys, that's doable. Think about the willpower and the strength you have to cough up every day to do the most basic things. You know, you're getting everything done on time for the boss. You're getting places where you need to go. You're helping the kids, the grandkids, the spouse. You've got the wherewithal and the discipline to take care of all that. You can have the discipline to throttle back on your eating to maybe between 4 and 6 hours a day. Here's another way of doing it. Okay. Alternate day fasting. Eating fewer than 500 calories every other day. For me, that sounds a little intense, but a lot of people have done it pretty well. Here's one that I really like. The 5-2 diet. Here's what that is. And again, you might have heard about this. Two consecutive or non-consecutive days per week of eating fewer than 500 calories. For me, I could do that alone with cream in my coffee. Welcome to my life. But I'm telling you right now, guys, when we're talking about ways to to take yourself to the next level of financial fitness, to take yourself to the next level of physical fitness, it doesn't require a hugely expensive and then on the flip side, even more annoying, ineffective way of doing things. Start thinking a different way. When it comes to building your bank account tremendously, all it takes is throttling back on unnecessary spending. Try spending maybe fewer hours per day. Don't think it's crazy because it's exactly like intermittent fasting for your body. The less you burden your body with food, the healthier and the longer you will live. Okay? The less you burden your body with spending, the healthier and longer, in my opinion, you're going to find your life to be. That's what I'm talking about. Guys, I want you to give me your feedback on this, because this is, again, this is kind of new thinking, but it so ties into what we talk about every week. Find me online, brilliantfrugalliving.com. Now, still the time of year for some radical thinking, a little bit of changing in our mindset to help benefit us physically and financially down the road. I want it to happen for all of you. You deserve it. I love you all. And a little parting shot here. It has been proven that fasting can pretty much reverse aging. I'm telling you right now, do a little fasting with your spending. You're going to find yourself reversing a little bit of aging there as well. I'm not kidding. And until next week, save those pennies, pay with cash, and you all stay frugal out there.
Cheap is small, and not too steep.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.